Jawan Jennings scored 9 touchdowns last season. And our touchdown fade pattern, the one that exists precisely to punish seasons like that, fires on him with both barrels. Here's the twist this episode turns on. Run the fade all the way through, and he still lands a full tier above his price. Receiver 59, pick 155 is what it costs to find out why. The season, his last in San Francisco, 15 games, 55 catches on 90 targets for 643 yards, and those 9 scores, a career high, 9.7 half PPR points a game, 28th among receivers per game, 31st in total. He led the Niners wideouts in receiving, the team lead belonged to Christian McCaffrey, and drew 19.4% of the targets in his games, real number 2 usage on a 12-5 team. The career is a late bloom, 3 seasons under 5.5 points a game as a role player, then the 2-year turn, 77 catches for 975 and 11-5 a game in 2024, then last year's 9-7. 2 straight seasons as a legitimate starter built the same way both times. Now the pattern with the math shown. His touchdown share, 0.31, clears our receiver fade cohort's entry line of 0.208 easily, and he sits inside the top 48 by rate, so the cohort takes him. Top quartile touchdown dependent receivers give back 1.75 points a game the next season, in of 101, worse in the current era, minus 2.4 since 2021. Run it, 9.7 minus 1.75 is roughly 7.9, which priced out at receiver 46 last season. His price is 59. The fade fires, and the discount still overshoots it by a tier.
Muffed!
What the pattern can't see? Everything around him moved. He left San Francisco in May. 1 year, $8 million. Reported up to 13 with incentives per NFL. Calm, after 2 months on the market, and signed into a crowded room, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, his fifth-year option exercised in April, and Hawkinson's tight end volume on a 9-8 Minnesota team. The role is the number 3 job, per the June beat, and the quarterback is unresolved. Kyler Murray and JJ McCarthy split first-team reps all spring. The competition opened through June minicamp with Murray the favorite, per heavy and the beat coverage. Minicamp reviews were warm, Murray publicly praised his edge, and the beat's phrasing for his practice style needed asterisks. He missed week 3 last season with an ankle and shook off a week 1 shoulder scare, per CBS, 15 games either way.
The price, WR59 at pick 155 for a receiver whose post-good landing spot is 46. Even after history takes its cut, there's a tear of daylight. Our verdict, lean, underpriced. History leans rather than shouts for one reason. The volume that made the profile was San Francisco's, and no pattern in our library converts a new depth chart's third receiver job into 90 targets. The caveat is the verdict. If the targets translate even at a discount, the market gave you the fade for free and then some. And if Jefferson and Addison eat the tree, 9 touchdowns on 55 catches was the last trick of a role that no longer exists.
Watch his September target share against that 19-4 baseline. Third receivers in this offense have a real range. And watch the quarterback answer, because a scrambler feeds the underneath game differently than a timing passer. The fade already has its receipt. The job is the open question. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.